Chapter 6, Energy. Section 3, Chemical Energy. What you'll learn. You'll learn how chemical energy is changed, and you'll learn how to make a chemical reaction go faster or slower. State the main ideas. As you read this section, stop after each paragraph and write down the main idea in your own words. I'm not going to have you do that. Before you read, page 101, before you read. Have you ever seen fireflies at night in the summer? They make a blinking light. How do you think they make this light? Read to learn. Chemical reactions and energy. Have you ever seen light sticks? They glow for a short time. Energy in the form of light comes from the chemical reaction that happens inside the stick. The same thing happens when you turn on a gas stove. A chemical reaction takes place. And energy in the form of heat and light are given off. You use energy from chemical reactions every day. What is a chemical reaction? Some chemical reactions happen when atoms or molecules come together and form new compounds. A chemical reaction also can break the bonds between atoms. These atoms can then join with other atoms. For example, a chemical reaction happens when a fire burns. Bonds between atoms in the compounds of the wood break. Then the atoms join with other atoms to make new compounds. What are chemical bonds? Energy is stored in the chemical bonds between atoms in a compound. The energy is a kind of potential energy called chemical energy. The chemical energy stored in coal, gas, and oil is an important energy source that you use every day. Chemical energy stored in food is a source of energy for your body to move and grow. Muscles change chemical energy into kinetic energy and heat when they move. In the right column, reading check on page 101, number 1. Name 3 sources of chemical energy. Page 102, energy and reactions. Transformations in energy happen in every chemical reaction. Energy must be added to break chemical bonds. When bonds form, energy is released. Energy often is added to begin a reaction. A lighted match placed in a mixture of hydrogen gas and oxygen gas will cause the mixture to explode and water will form. The heat from the flame of the match is the energy needed to start the chemical reaction. Hydrogen and oxygen atoms will bond together to make water molecules. The energy that is released when the atoms bond results in the explosion. After atoms bond to form water molecules, it is hard to break the water molecules apart. Energy in the form of electricity, heat, or light is needed to break chemical bonds. What is an energy-absorbing reaction? Some chemical reactions need energy all the time or they will stop. These reactions absorb or take in energy. An endothermic reaction is a chemical reaction that absorbs heat energy. Endothermic reactions take place during cooking and baking. Chemical reactions occur when sunlight hits a plant's leaves. The figure shows how plants use sunlight to make food. This process is called photosynthesis. Chemical reactions change the energy in sunlight into chemical energy in sugar that plants produce. Plants use carbon dioxide, water, and sunlight to make oxygen and sugar through photosynthesis. And I'll just read what it says around the figure there, starting from the ground and working our way up. Sugar made during photosynthesis is stored in the roots or stems of the plant. Water travels up through the roots to the leaves. Chlorophyll converts the energy in sunlight into chemical energy. During photosynthesis, oxygen is emitted through the small openings in leaves, and carbon dioxide enters the leaves through small openings. The foldable, you will not need to do that on page 102 in the left column. Number 2, highlight. Use a highlighter to indicate where sugar is stored after photosynthesis. Page 103. What is energy-releasing What is an energy-releasing reaction? Endothermic chemical reactions, like photosynthesis, are important because they make compounds such as oxygen and food. Other reactions are important because they make energy. Exothermic reactions are chemical reactions that give off heat energy. When you add a piece of wood to a fire, it burns. Atoms in the wood join with oxygen atoms in the air. An exothermic reaction takes place, and heat energy and light energy are released. This kind of exothermic reaction is called combustion. Burning oil, coal, and gas produces much of the energy needed to heat homes and schools. How fast do chemical reactions happen? Chemical reactions can happen at different rates or speeds. When fireworks explode, chemical reactions happen very fast. When metal is left outside for a long time, it gets rusty. Metals rust when they join with oxygen. Rusting is a kind of chemical reaction that happens much more slowly than a fireworks explosion. Many chemical reactions happen in your body every second. The reactions happen at different rates. Your body controls the rates of these reactions so that your body will work correctly and stay healthy. Can the rate of a chemical reaction change? You can change the rate of a chemical reaction two ways. One way is to change the temperature. For example, if you leave cake batter in a pan on the counter for many hours, nothing happens. If you put the pan in a hot oven, it turns into a cake. Raising the temperature of the cake batter makes the chemical reactions happen more quickly. Another way to change the rate of a reaction is to add a compound called a catalyst. A catalyst is something that changes the rate of a chemical reaction without changing itself. Catalysts in your body, called enzymes, help you grow, breathe, and digest food. The saliva in your mouth has an enzyme in it. When you chew a piece of bread, this enzyme helps break down the starches in bread into smaller molecules. Enzymes help turn the food into the energy your body needs. Other chemical reactions use catalysts to go faster. These reactions include the production of vegetable shortening, synthetic rubber, and high-octane gasoline. In the right column, page 103, think it over. Number 3, infer. Which of the following is an example of an exothermic reaction? A, candle burning. B, bread baking. C, ice melting. D, photosynthesis. Reading check, number 4. Define. What is a catalyst? Page 104, after you read, the mini glossary. Catalyst. Substance that changes the rate of a chemical reaction without changing itself. Endothermic reaction. Chemical reaction that absorbs heat energy. Exothermic reaction. Chemical reaction that gives off heat energy. Number 1. Review the terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. In your own words, explain the difference between the endothermic reaction and an exothermic reaction. Number 2. In the table below, write if each reaction is exothermic or endothermic. In the first column, chemical reaction, you have exploding fireworks. Is that endothermic or exothermic? Photosynthesis. Is it endothermic or exothermic? Baking cookies, as you can see, is endothermic. Burning gas, endothermic or exothermic? Hydrogen and oxygen combining to form water, endothermic or exothermic? And number 3, I didn't have you do that, so I'm not asking you to do number 3 on page 104. That ends the section 3 called Chemical Energy from chapter 6, Energy.